another Arizona Saturday morning in the making.
Easy listening music on an easy, beautiful Saturday morning.
26-year Saturday morning broadcast, Arizona tradition continues. And you can be a part of it by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We mentioned that Blue Sky Pest Control will be here coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. There's actually a special they are offering. We just got emailed the details of it as Nate and Curtis are driving in for the broadcast this morning. It's from 10 to noon, two-hour window to sign up. So we'll have the details on that. They actually started servicing our house. So let me do the math here. Thinking it was a workday morning. In our master bedroom, you walk in, and the door's all the way on the right. So you've got the dresser to the left, bed in the middle, nightstand on each side, and on the left side of the dresser, the baby crib's on the far side. Well, I'm standing there at the dresser getting my socks out, and I happen to look down, and between my feet there was a scorpion. That did it. Since then, they've been out there. Mama said, bring in a bug man. No more of this shoe treatment. You're not here all 24 hours a day, 7 days a week like the babies are. Get the bug mans. And I will say, I have not seen a scorpion on our property since. So we look forward to having those gentlemen in. In the 10 o'clock hour, this hour, open lines. Rosie's joining us from Springerville, Arizona. It sounded like, I could tell it was a cold night, and I could tell you slept with the windows open, which I can't blame you. I'd have done the same thing if I was there.
Both windows were wide open, and it was a beautiful 42 degrees, absolutely just perfect. But that really isn't the reason I'm a little choked up and froggy and horsey this morning. That has more to do with the drywall dust and the construction debris dust I've been breathing for the last 2 days. But I'll get over it. I've been through that before. So we're doing an extreme makeover on a crisis pregnancy and family assistance facility up in Springerville, Arizona. We've been involved with this particular facility and organization for about 7 or 8 years now. They've got centers in Sholo, White River, and right here in Springerville. It's the Living Hope Women's Center. We're here with actually two churches.
Center, C-E-N-T-E-R. The first time it sounded like S-I-N-N-E-R.
Center, no, Center, Living Hope Women's Centers. We're up here with volunteer groups from two different churches down the valley and doing an extreme makeover on it. They've got a growing need up here, and we were aware of their need. So we put a team together, put the building materials together, and we ought to be pretty well able to walk out of here. We got guys painting on one side and still doing demo on the other side. So it's a very interesting project of progression, that's for sure. You know, Roma, you were talking about bugs and scorpions at the house and around the cribs and stuff. We do get a lot of inquiries about what to do about bugs this time of year. You know, but I think a close second to that is we get an awful lot of email about people getting ready to leave for the summer. What should I do to prepare my house to be here on the desert floor by itself, empty, when it gets to 115, blowing haboob storms swirling around it? How can I comfortably and confidently leave my house so I know I don't come back to some kind of a disaster? And boy, that's a growing concern for an awful lot of people. I think we had a family member just this week maybe take a little vacation and come home and find a little bit of flood on the property inside the house. Never good to open the front door coming home and have water drench your shoes. That's always a heart-rending moment right there.
That was a toilet break behind the toilet.
Oh, man.
A couple inches of water.
A couple inches of water through the whole house. So, you know, we tell people all the time, what should you do when you get ready to leave the home? And that's one of the very first things that we tell people to do is that supply line that goes, when the plumbing comes out of the wall, it's connected to a faucet-type fixture that we call an angle stop, and that turns the water on and off to that particular fixture. You have it for every toilet in the house. You have it for every lavatory sink in the house. We would encourage you to go around and turn those off. We would also encourage you that when you get back next fall, all those supply lines between the
angle stop and the actual fixture itself be of a braided stainless steel type with brass fittings on either end. The one thing that absolutely drives me crazy, because people think they're doing the right thing. I've actually stopped them in the hardware store checking out with this product and told them, go put it back on the shelf. You're making a huge mistake. And that's the braided stainless steel supply lines that have a plastic nut on them as opposed to a brass nut, because then it's that plastic nut that invariably cracks, breaks, and causes the flood and the problem. So we'll be talking about it over the course of the next couple of weeks, but in preparing to leave for the summer, turn the angle stops off at all your sinks and toilets, and be prepared, if you haven't already, we've been telling people to do this for a long time, replace all your supply flexes with braided stainless steel brass nuts on either end.
And don't forget the washer and dryer. That is, this case Mom was talking about in particular was a toilet. But the biggest damage for insurance agents, for homeowners insurance claims, comes from busted flex lines at the washer. And it's generally the hot side, that heat coming in for your hot and cold cycles. And you got your hot water, then your cold water, your cold. That constant heat pressure on the laundry machine is the number one break and cause of water damage and the biggest ticket item for insurance companies and their and homeowners claims. So, don't
you know, another issue I'm seeing a lot of right now, Romy, with the recovering housing market, we're getting a lot of inquiries about, okay, is now the time to buy? Now, should I continue renting? Should I sell and start renting again? And there's a great report that found its way across my desk this week. If you want to see it, it's called Renting Versus Buying, and it compares cities throughout the great United States on affordability of renting as opposed to owning. New York City came in as the most affordable city to rent because it's nearly impossible for anyone to afford to buy there. And City of Phoenix right now came in as most affordable to buy. So for those of you that had a home and owned a home and maybe have ended up in a renting situation over the course of the last 5, 6, 7 years, and you're listeners of the show, I'm going to tell you that there's a report you can go grab and take a look at, and it's a good read. You can find it at info@johnglutch.com. That's J-O-H-N, the name John. His last name is G-L-U-C-H, johnglutch.com. It's a great place to take a look at this report, Renting Versus Buying. In the current interest rate situation right now, you could probably, in many cases, be buying something for the same price you're renting it for right now. And I'm probably Arizona's biggest real estate bull on the planet. I think all they have to do is just keep the Weather Channel on, and as long as people keep seeing the Weather Channel, people are going to keep moving to Arizona. And we have our ups and downs, that's for sure. But as long as you're treating your own investments with some amount of sensibilities at all, you'll be fine, and things will work out just great. So Renting Versus Buying, look at it. Download it and read it. info@johnglutch.com.
I can't remember how many days Atlanta was shut down, Atlanta, Georgia, from the ice storms. And they had two big ones. That was that shut the entire city down a couple days. Flooding in Houston can disturb that occasionally. As long as I can remember, the longest haboob that stopped the city, or the longest freak snowstorm that Arizona hits, I mean, you're talking a couple hours to hang out, and that's it. I can't remember a single event that caused a multiple-day emergency situation for most Arizona cities. Unfortunately, fires, I think, is probably our biggest thing, and hits the outer and higher country more than it does anything below. I won't say below the rim, because Payson's still some pretty wooded areas, but and then you've got the brush fires, but the flat creosote areas that have been developed, Phoenix, Casa Grande, parts of Tucson, and the outer lying areas. I certainly can't remember anything that's kept the in like an emergency state for more than, and I wouldn't even call a little snow on the 101 or a little haboob across an emergency state.
Well, this certainly plays into the regular featured segments you do, Romy, on home preparedness, because, you know, they're suffering through a little bit of that at Sedona, those of folks that had to evacuate immediately. And it was just last weekend, I was in Portland, Oregon on a business engagement, and E. coli infiltrated the entire city's water system. You couldn't get a glass of tea. You couldn't get a cup of coffee. And if the hotel I was staying in hadn't priorly arranged for bottled water to be on hand, they were delivering 6, 8, and 10 bottles of water to every room every day. There was no drinking water in Portland, a city of over 1 million people.
That's
no
incredible.
Drinking water.
That sounds like a story from Rocky Point, not Portland, Oregon, the Northwest.
Well, the funny thing about the whole thing is that when they announced the E. coli bacteria infestation of the entire municipal water system, the entire city, they said that it was sourcing from a reservoir that would have to be drained and all the system flushed and before safety could be renewed again. Now, somehow, like 12 hours later, they were saying it was all safe to drink again. It's one of the few weekends I just stuck with soda pop the whole weekend.
I think if I was a resident, I'd still find that reservoir and be drinking from a couple hundred miles north of there, probably.
It was amazing what crisis proportions they were building it up to. It's just like 12 or 18 hours later. Oh, it's okay. Everything's good now.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. For anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin you'd like to talk about.